Anyone has clear all the yesodos, we come to the following conclusion. We're going to conclude this paragraph, this chapter with this, and then we'll take one more step, and then we okay. Tafkideinu echad v'yochid. We have one job. Eight words, kedar to learn them off by heart. Levatel es ritzoneinu v'shifoseinu ha'ishim klape rotzen Hashem. Our job is to nullify our desires and aspirations, personal ones, to the Rotzon Hashem. In other words, what does Hashem want? What do I want? Where what I want and what Hashem want doesn't... Oh, welcome back. I didn't see you. Shalom Aleichem. You're hiding behind the beard. I didn't notice you. Sorry. Now you see how far out of touch I am. Bruch my boy. Welcome back.
I got a huge shock on Shabbos.
We all got a big shock.
Speaking to my host about the Sefer, and he said, you know his mitzvah, what are you talking about? And he showed me the paper and the picture, I was just in shock.
Yeah.
Was he so sick?
He didn't die from the illness. He was actually better. He'd made a pseudo-sidar because he had a complete recovery.
Wow.
And 2 days later, he was niftar. They don't know why he died. I mean,
suddenly.
He was fine.
Hospital.
No, he was fine. He said it was Erev Leil B'Dikas Chometz. He told his daughter, he was with his daughter. He said, I'm gonna rest for a while. And he sat down in his chair and he just never woke up. It wasn't from the illness. He recuperated, he was fine.
Who knows?
What do we learn from that? That wasn't from the illness.
Listen, Shika, who knows? I don't know.
Why did he die?
930. Because he'd lived 930 years. That's why he died. That was the cause of death. How did he die? He walked across the road, he got hit by a bus, whatever, but that's how he died. That's not why he died. Yeah. Okay. Our tafkid is to take our ritzonis and shifas, check them out against Hashem's ritzonis and shifas, and the ones that don't stem with him is to get rid of them and to align them with his ritzon. Avoid, I don't have to tell anybody, avoid a kasher about lat, slowly. Take one area that's not that important to you right now and practice with that. Take one small thing that your rotson and Hashem's rotson aren't exactly whatever, and give it back to Hashem. Like a shliach. Somebody who's a shliach of his principle, he doesn't have any ritzonis in the siska. He's just doing whatever the mishalah told him to do. We have to give over ourselves until our last breath to do the shlichus of the mishalach. As Nagia Loilem Shakuda Toiv and Nagala Kol Kikorega Shal Yusurim Haim Adukta Kachut Asara. Then we'll get to the Oilem HaEmes and we'll realize that everything was good and Bidyuk measured to the finest head breath. Nagala Shal Yusurim Zechochu Otanu Vavi Otane El Tachlisainu. The Yusurim purified us and brought us to our purpose, to our end goal. We'll recognize and thank Hashem for this wonderful gift. That's how he died. 2 years he was at the Machle, terrible Yisurim, having treatment. He got better, and then he had a misinashika. He lay down and gave his neshama back to Hashem. And it's exactly what he's describing.
So thank you for the sickness.
He said it, yeah, in this place midrash. He spoke about it. Yeah. Leil B'Dikas Chometz at night. The night he was left in the afternoon. He was buried at night in Montreal. The Kach Amna Pirshus Svarim Hakadoshim Es Apostle Az Yimole Schoik Pinu. Az Yimole Schoik Pinu. Then our mouths will be filled with laughter. כאשר הגע לנו הקודש ברוך הוא מהי התפקיד של כל רגע וכל שנייה של צער בעולם הזה when Hashem will lead to us what was the purpose of every minute of צער and suffering in this world נשחק על עצמנו לא נובין מדוע בעולם הזה היינו כועסים we laughed at ourselves why were we so cross, why were we so angry, look how good it was why were we so bitter and angry look how gewaltig it was הרי דווקא בעקפס היסורים הללו יגלו לדבקס עצום על הקודש ברוך הוא אם כן הכל היה לטובה I couldn't have got this close to Hashem without the Yisurim and therefore הכל לטובה הכל לטובה We see that, you know when you see that unbelievably beautifully is by the Maaseh with Yosef when Yosef said Ani Yosef The brothers had been through enormous Yisurim. Yosef had put them through terrible Yisurim. Since they came down to try him and he brought them and he accused them of being spies and he kept Shimon and they wanted Binyamin. He dreaded him, mamish, mamish. When he said, Ani Yosef, two things happened. The first one was there was a gula. They realized that this is not a Meshuggah Egyptian king that they're going to have to destroy the world because of him. And he was about to destroy their lives. They realized there's a Yosef, so that was the gula, the Mashiach. But something else happened. In that split second of Ani Yosef, they understood why everything that had been happening to them had been happening and why it was good. The entire sequence of events that Yosef had set up for them, in that moment of Ani Yosef, suddenly made perfect sense. Everything made perfect sense to them. And not just made perfect sense, but understood why it was beautiful, it was great. Yosef had done exactly what was needed.
They were wrong. That was the problem.
They were wrong. Yes. Good, but Yosef had massacred all their errors through the Yisurim that he put them through. And when he said Ani Yosef, they understood everything perfectly in that flash of clarity. That's what's going to be when Mashiach comes. That's the Maisa Avoy Simon Labonim for Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be like Hashem switching on the lights. You're in a dark room and suddenly someone puts on the light. In that moment, two things are going to happen. There's going to be a Geula. The lights are going to go on. But something else is going to happen. You're going to understand why everything happened the way it was supposed to happen over the last 6,000 years. Blinding clarity of why everything that happened happened and why it was good. Then you'll be laughing with a full mouth. We don't laugh with a full mouth today. Then we'll understand you, which is say thank you for everything. Today we can't because we don't see it. But at least we have to have an awareness, Shezekacha. Okay. Lo kol oimel il, we're starting Perek Hay, which is the most of the last Perek of the Sefer. There's another Perek afterwards, Perek Vov, which, when we get there, we'll deal with it. Misayir eshayla kashe. Now come to an enormously difficult kasha. Im kanimanu bedevreinu ki yisurim ayin matana nifla mimeroinu. We all have learned and we accept and we all happy with the fact that yisurim are a wonderful gift from Hashem. Yeah, everybody knows that we've all got it clear. Yeah, no more getting upset, no more getting angry, no more getting bitter. Everything's fine. Yisurim. Big smile, we all cool. Yeah? Everyone, Baruch Hashem. In this year, everybody's reached the. Yeah. If that's correct, they specifically fine tune just for me. They purify Matarim and Makarim. They draw us closer to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, even more than Torah and Mitzvahs. As we brought and we proved above. Now we have a very, very difficult question. Why do we have to make any effort in this physical world to attain anything? Don't make any shtadlus for Moshe, don't make any effort, don't do anything, and live a life of poverty. Tzar, the dachkus. Go find a basement. Go find a basement in one of these apartments here. Make sure it's a damp basement. Make sure there's not a vritivut there. Ask the owners their vritivut. If he tells you no, you tell him no, not for me. So you should, that's how you should live. And we'll have all our Yisurim. That's what we want. It's the best thing. It's better than learning. It's better than davening. It's better than doing mitzvahs. If it's your bag, go get it. If it's not your bag, know nothing about it. The Yisurim is exactly what we want. Why don't we make an effort to achieve it? You got a bad headache, you got a terrible headache, God forbid, or whatever, enjoy it. Why are you going to have x-rays tomorrow to see maybe there's a problem? Surim, beautiful. Gavaldik. Surim, geschmack. Give me more. If there are Yisurim akod toive, if Yisurim hay matana ko nifla, madur shelo navi otam al atzmeinu. If they are so precious and they're so valuable and they're so much what Hashem wants for me and they're so good for me, bring them upon yourself. Madur anachnu mitpalelim bekol yom al tiveni lo lidei nisayon. We daven not to have Yisurim. What are you talking about? Please don't give me panosa. Please don't give me Yisurim. Super good for you. Why do we not have that? But do I not mevach shem Hashem amachet chatzasi lefanecha mechoyk berachamecha rabim aval lo yehed yusurim v'chaleim roim. We ask Hashem to wipe out all our virus, but not through Yusurim. Wow. Wow. Why would you throw away something so wonderful? So precious. Kasha? Good kasha?
Perhaps I have. Or the way to clean the Averos, not directly by big Yisurim, but slowly or something that's less painful.
Possible, but we see Yisurim or Choviv. So why do we want them? They're Choviv and they're good for me and they're fantastic, but I don't want them. There's a nishmak tzat.
It's like nitoar, an operation. If you are sick, you need.
So do you want it or not?
Yes, because I want
it. So why are you davening not to have it? If there was a better way to get there, she would make it a better way. We understand that Yisurim, there's no better way than Yisurim. Not Torah, not mitzvahs. This is.
We're saying it's the paradigm way.
Huh?
We're saying paradigm is the best way.
No.
No.
We said that. We proved that. We proved it.
You don't ask for an operation when you.
We're not asking. What about asking? That's the question. Why don't we ask for them if they're so good? If a person's ill and he needs surgery to save his life, but he wants the surgery.
Yeah, but I'll daven that I'll get better before the surgery.
I'm asking, if the Yisurim are so chaviv, if you don't understand the questions because you haven't understood what Yisurim are. No, I'm not being facetious.
Exactly.
We've proved over the last couple of weeks that Yisurim are mamish, they're meduyak, they're exactly what Hashem wants for us, they're the best thing for us. One day we're going to be so grateful that we had them. Because they're so well tuned and fine tuned, be duk for what I need, and they give me a dveikus to a Kodesh Baruch Hu that not even Torah mitzvahs can give me. And everybody wants dveikus to Hashem. If that's true, then I should want them.
I was told to ask my learning.
Huh?
To get my learning instead of. In other
fine, not here, not there, but we're talking about why we shouldn't have Yisurim anyway.
But it's like a Nisayon, we can't afford. The problem is we haven't to ask, we can't
ask that I should get them in my learning.
No, but that's another story. Why do I want them bichlal? We shouldn't have them, and they're asking for them in your learning is the worst thing to do. In the one place you don't want Yisurim is in your learning. Rather have Yisurim in your leg and in your business than have Yisurim in your learning, because your learning needs Yeshiva Das. We'll get to that. The best thing to do, we're not talking about which kind of Yisurim now. We'll get to that. I don't agree. I know that. I don't agree. To daven that in learning you should have Yeshiva Das and Menuchas HaNefesh. But we're not talking about what kind of Yisurim and where the Yisurim. We're talking about why don't we want Yisurim.
It's painful.
But it's good for you!
Yes.
But he's so maybe good for you at the right time, but not necessarily.
So is a flu jab.
You don't want to do it at the time.
The flu jab that you don't want is the best thing you could ever possibly have. And Hashem wants you to have it, and you'll pay for it if you knew how good it was. You'd pay millions of dollars to have this Yisurim if you knew how good it was. So why don't you want it? Why it's an asset to daven for it? Why do I have to make ishtadlus to get rid of it? Mitoch ha-Torah, not mitoch my feelings. Mitoch ha-Torah. The Torah says you're not allowed to daven for it.
Because nobody should daven for the pain.
Why not? Why not? It's the best thing for you. Why am I not allowed to want the best thing for me?
I don't want please make me sick and please make me burn.
One second.
Everything hard.
One second.
Because it's not real. The ideal and the
one
real.
Second, one, we're not deal. We're not talking about my personal.
It's not real.
We're talking about Torah. We're talking about halacha.
No one's real. No one's ideal.
But the Torah is ideal. We want to understand the ideal. We're learning Shulchan Aruch now. Shulchan Aruch is always the repository of the ideal. And we're learning Shulchan Aruch now. I want to know. We've proved in the ideal, in the Matzias of the world, that your Surim are the best possible thing for you. If they're the best possible thing for me, why do I take steps and have to take steps to avoid them? And why am I not allowed to bring them upon me? That's the question.
Because you don't know which Yisurim.
Hashem knows! Hashem gave you the Yisurim. You're missing the question. No one's understood the question. You're trying to answer it already. You haven't understood the question. Hashem gives you a signed piece of paper saying, this $1 million that I'm giving you now is the best possible thing for you. This is the best thing I'm telling you. The Bore Olam is telling you, this is the best thing for you. I've worked it out with all my chesbonos. You're going to one day thank me so much for this, and you're trying to say, I don't want it. I don't want it. Don't give it to me. Allah alidah yusurim. Hashem just told me it's the best thing for you. I want you to have this. There's nothing better in the world for you. Not all your Torah and all your mitzvahs, lo shaveh, this 5 minutes of suffering. I don't want it, Hashem. I don't want it. Keep it. I want it. Why do I want to want it?
Because we have a risk.
David HaMelech has not tested any favor.
We're not. Why? I know that. We know we're not allowed
because
to.
It's hard.
But once again, don't bring me rise that we're not allowed to. I know you're not allowed to. I'm asking why.
Because
of.
Yisurim come about because you've done something wrong, essentially.
And now that you've done something wrong, this is the best possible thing for you. So why don't you want the rectification?
We want to do it on our own?
We're not talking about you, your feelings. I'm talking about why the Torah doesn't let us.
Perhaps we're not.
What did you say? Excellent. Baruch Hashem.
That is the answer.
What do you say?
I don't know. I don't know. He doesn't know the answer to the question. Neither do I. Beautiful.
That was tricky.
No, if you understand the question, you understand you don't know the answer. If you think you know the answer, because you haven't understood the question. You haven't understood what your Yisurim really are. Yeah, we read what we read here, and your Yisurim, yeah, they're Shlichim, and they're good for me, and they're Kef, and whatever. Yeah, but no, I don't want. I know I don't want. It's the one line that I daven with Kavana better than any other Kavana. Who wants Yisurim? We understand the human level why we don't want Yisurim. But that's not my question. Not why don't I want Yisurim? Because I'm a chicken, I don't want Yisurim. Whatever, I don't trust myself. Why doesn't Hashem want us to want Yisurim? That's the question. Us to want Yisurim. Because we're not allowed to daven for them, and we have to daven not to get them.
Where does it say you're not allowed to daven for them?
Because the tefillah says v'lo al yedei yisurim v'chalo yedei, and you know that it's also to daven for yisurim. Because I'll tell us, you're not allowed to daven for yisurim. You're not allowed to ask for test. You're not allowed to daven for yisurim. Why don't I want yisurim? That's bullshit. Because I can't cope. You're asking, why doesn't Hashem want us to want Yisurim? Okay.
The matter of being able to accept a Yisurim when it comes, not wanting it, but when it comes, to be able to accept it.
If you're able to accept it, or let me put it this way, why are you able to accept it? Because you know that's good for you. So if it's good for me, why don't I want it in the first place?
You don't want it.
Why not? It's good for you. Why don't you want something that's good for you? The pain's good for you. The pain is your suri. Why don't... I'm not asking you what's... Is it Sunday morning or something? I've lost track of the day yet. What's going on? In the real, I told you, me, I don't want Yisurim. Because I'm, whatever, I'm not holding. I'm asking an ideal. Why doesn't Hashem want us to want Yisurim? In the principle of the matter, why is it Osir to daven for Yisurim? And it's the best possible thing for you. Don't feel bad, guys. Whenever we learn this, we have this problem. Whenever we get to this chapter, this question bothers people. Not the question, but
accepting the question.
Accepting the question bothers people because they haven't really accepted the fact that Yisurim are good for you and how good they are for you. What? The kasha is a kasha. No, in Torah it's a good kasha. In my own personal life, as they've said, I'm fine with it. Baruch, we're on the same page. I don't want you suing because I get a headache. I take morphine straight away, you know, because I don't want pain. I'm a wimp. When I get to the fridge in the morning and I'm halishing for a cup of coffee and there's no milk for me, that's your surim she'ef shah. No, you made bulk. Understanding, but we're not learning real now. We're learning ideal. We don't know what the Torah says and what the Torah is thinking because we want to try and inculcate in ourselves Torah hashkofa. Torah hashkofa always has to be ideal. You want to know what the Torah's hashkofa is. Once I know what the Torah hashkofa is, then I'll go home and work this out in my own quiet life. But first I have to understand this piece of Torah. We've just spent months learning how good your Yisurim are and whatever, da 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 da. At the end of the sugya, we have an enormous kasha. Everybody here sitting, davening, wanting, hey, please, I want your Yisurim after we've learned and understood the sugya so well. We'll pay anything for a bris of Yisurim. And what? You're not allowed to ask for it, you have to give it to avoid it. You just told me, you spent months convincing me that's the best possible thing for me. Tell me, yeah, but don't have it. Sugar? You got a doctor, he spends an hour telling you what treatment to have and what exercise to do, and this is the best thing for you, whatever. And at the end he says, but don't do it. What? You just spent an hour telling me what's good for me and working out my diet and telling me exactly what I should do. And you tell me, yeah, it's good for you, but don't do it. You're my enemy? But if it's good for you and you want it, why don't you ask for what's good for you? Okay, so fine, so don't daven for it. So don't daven for it. But why do I have to make your status to avoid it? That's also part of our question. So you're not going to get out of this question yet today. I promise you now. Are you coming to answer the question or show that it's not a question?
I don't know.
You have to think about it before you speak. Think about it first. Are you coming to answer the question or show that the question is not a question?
Show that the question is not a question.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay. So, I've got to go wants us to do the right thing so that we don't need it.
But now that you didn't do the right thing and you need your suri, why don't you want them? Because it's the best thing for you. You shouldn't break your leg. But if you break your leg, God forbid, the best thing for you is to get whatever, I don't know, a pin. Now, look, I don't want a pin. If you've got a healthy foot, you don't need a pin. But now that you broke your leg, why don't you want the pin? It's the only way you're ever going to walk again. Why would you daven not to get a pin? Any more questions, comments, reactions? No, you have to get this clear.
Huh?
You want to hear the answer now? Oh, no, first we have to establish it's a question. On the one hand, Yisurim is the best possible thing for us. There's nothing better. It's Hashem. It's good for us. It's Medugdak. It's Bekol Midah B'midah Shemoydeh L'chai V'moydeh Lo B'moydeh Moid. Every day you say Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is telling you have to thank Hashem for every bit of Yisurim you ever got. Because it's great. Mitzat Sheni. We have to do everything to avoid the Yisurim.
What about a Rabbi Noah Weinberg? Hashem wants us to have pleasure. And pleasure is not right now pleasure. Under the earth, we are being crushed by
sickness. Rabbi Noah Weinberg, I don't need Rabbi Noah for this. Rabbi Noah didn't invent pleasure. It's a Mesilis Yisharim, of Fereshes. And if it's a Mesilis Yisharim, it's Chazal. Because Mesilis Yisharim is a Pirush on Chazal. Eina Adam Nivra Elelisanik. Who said that? He says the Shogun Fereshes, no? What is the purpose of life? Lisanik. That's what it says, no? How do you read that pasuk? That Shtikum and Sidus Yishori. Eina Adam Nivra Elelisanik. Al Hashem. It's telling you two things. It's telling you that the purpose of creation, that a person is only created for one thing, is to have pleasure. What's the greatest pleasure you could ever have? Hashem. Eina Adam Nivra Elelisanik. Full stop. Okay, so I'm created for pleasure. What pleasure? What's the best pleasure? Mazeh pleasure? The greatest pleasure is Lisanik and Hashem. And then the rest of the Mercedes Yishon, his commentary on that, Golo. Of course we're created for pleasure. Where's the ultimate pleasure that we created for? In the next world. It means all this Yisurim, whatever he's setting up for me, that ultimate pleasure that I'm going to have in the next world. Having said that, it's not our subject now, but we can't leave it without saying it. There's two aspects of pleasure that the Mesillas Yisharim mentions. That is, Lisanag al Hashem, Balahanu is Miziv Shkinochem. Correct? Mesillas Yisharim says, that a person wasn't created in Lisanag al Hashem, Balahanu is Miziv Shkinochem, Lisanag al Hashem, Balahanu is Miziv Shkinochem. To have pleasure in Hashem, and to bask or benefit in the glory of his holy Shekhinah, whatever. Revolvi already says, as Nog said, it's a tune from the Loshan, that Lisanag al Hashem is talking about this world. Lahaino is Mijib Shekhinah, so he's talking about Olam Haba. In other words, there is, and this is a big mistake that people make. People make the mistake of thinking the Mesillas Yisharim says there's no pleasure in this world, all the pleasures for the next world, and yeah, you live miserable. That's what Mesillas Yisharim is saying. Mesillas Yisharim is telling you that there's only one reason we were created, to have pleasure. Where's the ultimate pleasure? Where are you going to have ultimate pleasure? La'anu is Mizim Shekhinah, that's in Olam Haba. But in this world, you have to be Lisanig al Hashem. That's what we're learning about. Everything we're learning about here is for one thing and one thing only. To be able to be Lisanig al Hashem in this world. To live with pleasure, to live with simcha, to live with energy in this world. How? By understanding that everything that happened in this world is ultimately the best possible thing for us, and is building, Lanis Mizush Chnosa, it's building that ultimate pleasure we're going to have in Olam Haba. Answer your question? If you're focusing on having pleasure in this world, and there's Yisurim, the Yisurim are going to take away from the pleasure in this world. But if you understand that the Yisurim are the best possible thing for you, they're going to add to the pleasure in this world. Or at least not detract from it. But a person has a headache, and all he's caught up with is in his headache, and he's miserable, got a headache or whatever, he forgets that he can see, he can walk, he has a family, he's got so much, he becomes black and miserable, and the headache just overconsumes him. If he understands, the headache's from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the eyes are from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he can walk, his kidneys are walking, his heart's beating, he has so much to be happy about. So he can carry on being Sanig El Hashem. You soon don't detract from it. That's the Vortia. Not a steer at all to the pleasure. When Rav Taber Zatzal came to speak here, the last time he came to speak here, if someone can remind me when it was. I'm being lazy, I could just look it up, but anyway. 6 months ago, whatever, lo zocher. Anybody noticed a reduction in his levels of natural simcha? No. Was he suffering terribly? Yes. When his son phoned him up to say, Abba, wish me mazel tov, we just had a child. And Abba, you must know, some people take 120 years to fulfill their tafkid in this world, and some people do it in hours. And the child that was born died 4 hours later. Wish me mazel tov. Is there Yisurim at Saba Avnet Nevesh giving birth to a child, my cousin, that dies 4 hours later? And the Tayyeh is suffering like that. Shalom Naida. Does it take away from the pleasure that I had a child? No. Okay. Those are big people who've been working and practicing on this day in and day out. If I tell you to run 94Ks today, you're going to have a bit of a hard time. And how do you start? You start by running 1K, then you put it up to 2. It's the same in the Tochen. You start working on little things and build them. But there's no steer, and that's what we're trying to prove here. There's no steer between pleasure and Yisurim. What's the opposite of pain? And if you know this, don't say. I'm going to mess it up for everybody. All the non-Aisha Torah guys. What's the opposite of pain? Come on. Pleasure. Oh, thank you. Everybody always says that. The opposite of pain is not pleasure. The opposite of pain is no pain. It's comfort. You said comfort? You didn't say
no. I said no pain.
No pain, good. Everybody asks them, what's the opposite of pain? Pleasure. It's comfort. When he used to go to the dentist, I used to say, is this going to hurt? He says, we never hurt anybody here. We just make them a little uncomfortable. Then you learned today, Aisha Torah, yeah? He said, yeah. Okay, get out of here. The answer, you're going to have to come back when it's Sunday.